Writing apps you recommend for students who are 10 to 12 years. Oh, Christine, do you have access to the Microsoft Word? Are you guys Word or do you use Macs? If you have PCs, Write Ideas, part of OneNote. It's good. So the nice thing about the Write Ideas app, you have to get through OneNote. So it's free with PCs. OneNote is a thing called Learning Tools. And the nice thing about it is that you can, you know, I guess I'm assuming that, I don't know, you have to do it with a phone. I don't know if you have that in the schools. Or an iPad or a Windows device. The nice thing about Learning Tools is that you can dictate into it and you can write into it. And so it prompts you for different kinds of things, and there's different categories. Like, so for instance here, what would you like to start writing today? I want to do a letter, I want to do a book report, things like that. There are little warm-ups. Where does the story take place? Then you can put that in. You could draw a little something. If the person can't really type or write very well, they can just dictate it, and it'll go in. So that's kind of a nifty one for kids. There are a lot of other, that is free. That's the nice thing about it. I don't know. It might be a little bit tricky, though, if you're working with schools and just desktop computers. They won't be able to do the dictation unless that's kind of set up for them. But it is a nice thing. If they're able to type, then they can actually do a little bit of the story and then be able to put things together and elaborate things out. There's also customization for teachers, too. So that's kind of a nice one, really, to get kids writing.